Hey, gay, welcome back. This is part two of the discussion. Thank everybody that's listening and tuning back in with us. Love y'all and enjoy.
Hey, it's some people out here that's be like, fuck granny, she had her fun. Yeah, I want to go spring break.
Let me see what that life insurance policy talking about.
Yeah. It's sad that at first they honestly, I feel like they shut down the country because they noticed that it was more deadly and it can affect more of the older generation. Because if you really think about corporations, who is it that's top of most corporations? Oh. The older generation.
Old motherfuckers, yep.
So they're going to get affected the most. Let's shut everything down so they don't die off, because if the heads die of so many corporations, it's going to fuck up the economy. That's just shutting down.
You know what should have happened? Either Trump or Pence should have gotten it and been hospitalized. That would have showed everybody, it's for real. Something like that needed to happen.
Well, gentlemen, the year is not over with, so I have a little hope.
Hey, but yeah, I feel like they saw it that way, and now in the news, as it gets to the end of July, they're trying to say, hey, young people, y'all need to really be worried about this, because most of the new cases are coming from young people and kids. Young people and kids are now the higher range of catching this, so y'all need to be worried. And
that's why I'm completely against talking about sending these kids back to school, because again, if the fucking adults can't keep a mask on, do you really think a 4 or 5 year old, 10, 11 year old gonna be able to, like, oh, I'm gonna keep my mask on my face all day in class and I'm not gonna swap masks with my buddies? Like, we all did dumb shit as kids.
Yeah, fuck recess. That gotta be gone. Think about some of the curriculum in the school system that has to just go away. Because you can't have recess.
You can't have them in an enclosed gym. Because I remember when I was in high school, we had PE with first or end of period, or if you had a free period, you can go to the gym and hoop. Can't do that shit no more because it's enclosed. And then, like I said, shit, especially the gym when I was in high school, shit, if somebody farted, did a loud fart, you could hear it and smell it in the gym. So let alone somebody got the coronavirus coming in the gym coughing and shit.
They got to lock down gyms. You can't take a kid outside to do athletic work, even outside, because of the fact that you're going to let these kids be athletic, play, and they're going to lose their mask. So you can't do either one of those. You got to keep the kids in 6 feet of distance of each other. You got to now put glass protections around the desk. Mm-hmm. And you got to have a limitation of how many students are in a classroom. So for the school buildings, even if they allow for kids to come back, you can't have so many students in a classroom at this point. So you can't have the same class size.
Yeah, because they said the plan is in New York, at least, is to cut it down to 9 to 11 students, which is good because that's more effective teaching and more personal attention to those kids. But like I said, you're going to have to stagger the days where some kids go to school Monday, Wednesday, Friday. The other kids go Tuesday and Thursday. And then, too, it's up to the parents' discretion, because my thing is this. Like you said, you got 4 babies. You got a son. You can't afford not one of your kids to get sick, let alone they go to school, interact with Timmy. Timmy mama got the coronavirus. Then Timmy daddy just got the coronavirus. Now little Timmy got it. And just because your son or daughter friends with Timmy, they might have it. And it's like a domino effect. That's why I say, for right now, if they are doing the staggering days, that's fine. But at the same time, they're going to have to hire way more teachers. And that's got to be the solution. Now, if you're going to do this, you're going to have to hire more teachers. And also put the money where these people can have the incentive to come to work and teach. Because that's a big thing to ask anybody. Hey, I want you to go do a job that's at the same level of a cop or a policeman or a cop or a fireman or whatever. But I'm a teacher. Like, nigga, I teach art. I'm an art teacher. Like, I shouldn't have the same fears like I'm going into battle or going into a gunfight.
I know. These people should be on the level of that you sending them into a nursing room or in a hospital, because effectively these people are around someone that might have it or not, and they don't know. And they got to still do their job. Teachers are doing the same thing. You're going to be around kids. You have no idea if any of these kids got the – if they cough, you say, hey, parents, if your child seems sick, don't send them to school. That child walks in. I know they're going to have tests to check their temperature when they come in. You got to do all these things. But how often will you see that be done every day for every kid that comes through the door? They gonna slack up on it.
And not just that one time for that one day, but you gotta do that shit multiple times. Because just like cause you come in, cause how many of us did it as kids? We went to school fine, then by the time we got to lunch midday, we sick. We got an upset stomach or we throw up or right. We ain't feeling good. So you gonna have to be doing that like cause then time to teach. Because if I'm checking every kid of every hour or every minute, I don't have time to teach nothing. At this point, I'm just a babysitter.
Yeah, be real with you. They did say that they're gonna change how the they're gonna change.
Oh, nothing. It's just me gonna have to whoop my son's ass. Don't worry about that.
Oh, you're talking my bad because my computer went off. But they're gonna change up and have less period changing. So how they might have had six different teachers to go to in a day, they might have three now. They're going to cut that in half because they don't want the kids constantly walking through the hallways at the same time, single file line, y'all going to different classes saying they're going to reduce that. So they're changing a lot in the education system right now to try to accommodate the people who are trying to send their kids back to school. They're trying to accommodate the families for the folks who are trying to stay at home. They're trying to give tablets to kids. But like you said, effective learning for kids at home is a lot harder because easily you can get distracted. There's so many things you want to do. The parents have to make sure that kids stay focused while trying to do their own job. Honestly, at this point, I want to teach my kids how to get ahead in life. I don't want to teach them. You can learn how to read, write, and do arithmetic at any time. Be honest with you. Chinese babies be taught how to do algebra in the third grade, algebra in the third grade. Japanese people, algebra in the third grade.
Right.
Why not?
We're way behind in teaching. That's another thing with budget, man. We spend money. We don't spend the proper money on teaching.
Let's talk about value. Let's educate the kids. If we gonna educate them in stuff to get ahead. Let's tell them. Let's explain something to them. If they looked at numbers. And credit, financing. Let's talk to them about, hey, if you look at the stock market for a second. When you see a company and you see a dollar value, if you see Tesla's dollar value and you look at this little ranky dank company's dollar value and you see it's way different, then you think, oh, this company is not making a lot of money. Well, percentages matter more than the dollar value. If you're trying to make money and you look at the percentages matter a lot more than a dollar value. Something that goes up $1 and something that goes up $7, if the value of it is $1 at the beginning of the day and it goes up $7, that's a lot of extra money that could be earned compared to something that's already $55 and goes up $1. You thinking, oh, it's $56. It matters more. Like, explain to these kids how to get ahead in life, how to better their futures, how to make money, how to survive, because that's what we're feeling it now. From an education system, from a parenting perspective, we're just going by a systematic rubric that's been given to us. Go to elementary school, go to middle school, go to high school, go to college, get a degree, work a job, realize you don't like that job, change up your career, become passionate about it, work hard for the next 30 years, retire, and then realize you still didn't make enough money and you could have done something different. That's how life is.
And then you have a mental break and then you fucking die. That's pretty much how it finishes off. Because for real, I hate seeing that. You know, people that work their ass to the bone 30, 40 years, but then when you retire, you're not in the six figures. You don't have enough to really retire. You might have enough money to retire maybe a year, two, 3 years, depending on your spending habits and, your lifestyle overall. But most people work all them years and retire with $80,000. How anybody gonna survive off of that?
You're not.
I'm just saying, and that's what I'm saying. But you know, and honestly, I really wish we could sue the people who made that bullshit infomercial as a kid. Well, if you go to college, you'll make $1 million more than the average high school dropout. Bro, you know how many motherfuckers I know who dropped out of school and doing good? Like, got businesses and some more shit? Like, you know how many people I know who went to school and didn't go to college that own businesses right now in Memphis?
There's a few. There's a few. I know a few. I've interviewed a few. I mean, I've interviewed a lot of business owners in Memphis.
Yeah, but it's like, bro. But I feel it on there, just teaching your kids stuff different. And then, like I said, you can only teach them that at home because, shit, when they go to school, they're going to learn the same shit that we learned as kids. Manifest destiny. What's the concept of manifest destiny? White people felt like God said for them to take other people's shit and kill and steal their shit. That's what it is. But see, if you write that, you ain't going to get full credit for it.
I mean, it's the truth, though. You're not gonna stick on that because they might be watching.
Fuck them.
Just keep smiling.
Yeah. When you grin, you win. When you grin,
you win. That's not true, I guess. I don't know what you're talking about. The white man was very good to those Native Americans. I don't know what you are talking about. You are a terrible influence on people. They treated them with much respect, love, and dignity.
They can't do nothing but take your job away. They can't take it. They can't take your soul, nigga.
I don't know. That's not what they're saying. That new research shows.
Yeah, that's that one homeboy that shook. Like, we're not gonna talk about.
Yeah, we're gonna cut this short. Okay, yeah. I gotta go.
I gotta go. Bye.
But yeah, man, I completely understand what you're saying. Like, what can we do? I mean, like I said, things weren't handled properly. It seems like every other developed nation handled things properly. Japan, hell, even China is handled a lot better than we have. Italy.
Because they're not a capitalistic society. It's not. It don't live and thrive off of the blood and sweat of the poor people that's trying to make it. This place requires and wants so much money.
You know what? And that's not to go off topic, but that's one reason why the United States is always going to be capitalistic. Because if we weren't, the country would shut down if they tried to switch it to any kind of anything to help people, anything socialistic. The country would shut down. People would not be able to make the amount of money they make. It's I don't even want to get into that. Like I said, the Fed's probably watching. They know what's up.
Man, fuck them. Like I said, because I look at it like this, bro. They literally profit off you from birth until death.
Yep, there's a tax. It's expensive to have a kid. Evan knows when you have kids, it's expensive. It's like thousands of dollars you got to pay. And when you die, they tax your death. You got to pay for your funeral services. They get you from as soon as you come out to as soon as you go back in.
That's what I'm saying. And that's the messed up part about it, because it's like, bro, healthcare should be free. Like, that shouldn't be some shit, not unless there's some extra shit you want to pay for. Like, if you want to get your titties blew up, or you want to make your ass big, or you want to fix your jawline or your teeth, I can see you paying extra add-ons to cover that kind of shit. But just to have the same concept of my wife is pregnant and she's having a baby, why the fuck is that costing $10,000-$15,000? Because my thing is this. If that's the case, we finna just die the fuck off, because ain't nobody finna keep paying them prices just for another little person to come in and be like, this little nigga costs too much, or this little girl costs too much.
It's silly to have $10,000 cost for the birth of a child. Then on top of it, the moment you step out, you got to buy diapers, wet wipes, formula. All of this stuff for a baby on a continuous basis. I actually have a cousin-in-law that's having a baby, and I said, you know, the one hardest thing was realizing how much your baby eats and how much your baby uses the restroom. So you end up spending like a good, if you need a babysitter, and get that stuff, you spend an extra $1,200 a month on a child.
Yeah. Formula.
Like you said, you count daycare. But you know how what folks gonna say? You know how somebody gonna say, well, if you wanna have a kid, you need to save up for it.
There's no amount of money that you can try and save up for a kid and have 6 months of money for you just never you won't be having kids till you're 40 something years old. Like, it's just not possible.
I heard my first child at 50.
Exactly. Like,
how old is your wife? She's 52. How does she have the baby? Because we had a baby with a woman for that was 20. Oh, right. Shit. Okay, that makes sense now. That makes a hell of a lot of sense. You know your kid, you're going to die by the time your kid 30, right? It's going to be depressing as shit, right? You know that, right?
That's why I never wanted to have kids that be like 40 years old having kids, because at that age, like, you're 60, your kid's 20. You've got half a foot in the grave. Yes. I mean, like,
you want your kid to be young enough to enjoy shit.
Right. You can talk and you don't want your kid when they get old, all they can do is take care of you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know.
Well, you know how some folks is, once grandpa or dad or mom can't wipe their own ass, off to the nursing home they go. It's some folks that do their folks like that. That's fucked up. Like, I'm being honest, I could never do my mama or none of my family members like that.
When you're looking at them, like, you starting to struggle to stand up, mama. No, I'm okay, baby. I'm okay. No, mama. Nuh-uh, come here.
People ain't gonna do their mama like unless your mama was low down. But your dad, that's the same thing about being men. We expendable at all points of life. Dad look like he can't get up. Oh, it's time to go to the nursing home, old nigga.
No, little nigga, I can walk better than you can. I go and do a 5 mile walk every morning. What do? Your fat ass can't move around for 2 miles.
Right. Yeah, man. Right.
First of all, you ain't got to be that disrespectful. Nobody, me no goddamn home. Nobody.
You wait. I'm going to put you in the worst home they make.
For real. Man, that shit be crazy.
The only person we put, my great grandmother, she was in a home eventually because it just became too expensive to take care of her. And, you know, it's literally a full time job. But outside of that, no one else in my family's been in a home. Especially on my dad's side. On my mom's side, also my great grandma, she was in a home eventually when she got dementia. But outside of that, I mean, we usually take care of our family. We try to, you know.
Yeah, I can say if it's like special circumstances where like they need around the clock care, some type of illness or something that you don't have the facility for it, then yeah. But
also, I will say, you know, syphilis runs really high in elderly homes. They be getting down.
What?
Grandpa, what's
you? Hey, I wasn't listening. I don't even want to know what's going on.
Syphilis and gonorrhea is, like, super highly prevalent in, like, nursing homes.
Oh, my God.
Papa,
you out here fucking?
Boy, I done threw my hip out again.
It's like this should be.
I blew her back out, boy.
That's like, you getting that call, like, Mr. Johnson, there's been an incident with your mom. What happened? Well, she broke her pelvis and injured her back. What the fuck she do? Was she fell down some stairs? Yeah. I think you have to come down here.
the injuries are close to abuse, but. there's a man here.
His name is Jimmy Earl. He was a war veteran.
He's also in the home too. He's also in the home.
And then he's just looking at mama, like, mama, what's wrong? Why your wig? Oh, you know, Jimmy Earl. Like,
and he's smiling, you nasty motherfucker. You nasty. I don't even know why y'all call me. Why did I come down for this?
Yeah, that's what you have to. But then you can't beat up no old man, because then your ass going to jail. They're going to have your news. I can't beat this old man ass.
Like, wait a minute. What you mean Jimmy Earl is paralyzed from the waist down? Wait.
Hold on. Why are you going to go and beat somebody? She know what she did. She's smiling while she talking.
You know, like, you ain't going to fight that. You know Jimmy Earl put that thing on him.
She's going to be like, I want some more. But you paralyzed from the waist down. I can still take it. I can take it better now. I'm like, you nasty.
It's rather you be nasty in your own home where nobody can see it and nobody got to know. Because I don't want to get no calls like that.
Jimmy Earl, that's the fourth one this year.
Hell, she didn't know that.
And Earl putting bitches
and by tomorrow, I ain't going to remember it either.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So you know, I'm not even sure how we got on that topic. I walked away because I had a stanky baby run around with doo-doo on his ass. So, you know, has to be a dad because that shit was stanky. That nigga was standing up at the desk like, dad. I'm like, dad. I'm like, oh, that nigga stank. I need to change him right now. So, last time we were talking about kids and teaching them something.
Yeah, well, that's the reason why you want them to go to school so you ain't got to steal these.
That too, yeah.
Like, take your ass to school.
He can't go to school. I'm stoked that little nigga. He gonna learn daddy's new job that's work for 2 hours a day.
Yup.
I work only 2 hours a day. I'm gonna be a smart nigga. So For real. Like teaching the kids some. Teach the kid. We need to focus on teaching the kids how to get ahead. And I do like to say, like what we're doing right now in the podcast, social media has made some real bitch niggas come to life. Yet it has allowed for the opportunity for kids to grow up learning, doing something that they love that can turn into a career for them. It's gonna be hard, yet it gives them an opportunity to work hard at something.
Yeah.
Not just play, do the norm, you go and learn addition 1 year, subtraction the next year. First of all, if you learn addition 1 year and subtraction the next year, you're already fucking behind. I'm being honest with you. But
right.
Like come on now. Just the kids can learn. You need to teach kids about money. You can tell them how to add and subtract, but you give them $5 bill and tell them, hey, gold period, this costs $1.50. And they think they don't supposed to get no money back. Or they were like, oh, why did they give me change? I got less. Boy, say, no, just $5, $1.50. But
that's why I'm saying, though, too, like people having their kids at home, that does give you the room and opportunity to keep your kids when they ain't at school. Like maybe an hour, 30 minutes, 2 hours, or whatever. How much time you got to dedicate to that? Teach them some shit that the school ain't going to teach. Because let's be honest, we all been there where we had to learn either about credit and shit like that after we done fucked ourselves off. And that's a hard thing to come back from where, oh, so my credit score is important to get a home. Yes, motherfucker, you can't get a credit score. You can't get a house with a 480 credit score. You know, but see, we learn that shit after we already been fucked up or we fucked ourselves off or, you know, some people put shit in their kids' name and fuck up.
Now, I feel like we shouldn't have to teach our kids that. I feel like that should be taught in school. But why would they teach you that in school? They can't take advantage of you anymore if they teach you that.
That's facts, but that's the reason why they don't teach you that, because my thing is, if we learned this shit, I'm being honest, if I learned coding, because I used to do coding when I was younger, like with the MySpace shit and doing all that plugging shit in, and I used to understand how to do that. Now, if I had to do it, I'm going to need to take some time to do it, because it's just something that got lost over time. But if I was learning that shit and learning finances and credit and writing business plans and learning how to really do all that shit as a kid, half of us will be millionaires or on our way towards it now at 30. But
that means that the people that take advantage of you cannot be multimillionaires. They can't own those yachts. They can't own those big houses. They can't, you know.
Yeah, because
they're for a reason.
True knowledge is spread around so much that no one can be on top. Effectively, if everybody know the game, everybody know how to get around the game. No one, you really have nothing but competition to see who's on top. which is why we're taught to follow the book. And every time we look back in history about the multimillionaires, the billionaires, most of these people did not follow the book. They walked away from it somewhere down the line. They got all their education, then walked away. They started their education and realized it's not for them. They walked away, invested in trying to do something for themselves, and other people took interest to it, and it grew from there. They just had faith, worked a normal job to pay bills, did, like you said, you know, coding. I built a game in high school. I didn't know. I spent 6 months. I built the game as a competition with my cousin. Now, if you told me to build a game, I'm like, nigga, I got to take time to find this stuff, figure out how to do it. I'm not even sure how my brain processed how to do that back then. Let me build this out and see if anybody likes it. It's going to take longer because I got a wife. I got kids. I got responsibilities. If we got that stuff, like you said, Big A, when we were children, yeah, it's going to be a lot of millionaires around here. Honestly, I think the world would be slightly a better place because everybody will be more advanced compared to you got the advanced people who know how to live life and have a wonderful, easy life. And then you got everybody else that's working bees.
Mm-hmm. And I ain't gonna say not to just, you know, everybody got to be a boss, but everybody should be in a place where life is comfortable for everybody. It shouldn't be like Jeff Bezos. And I ain't saying because he worked his ass off to build up Amazon. But when you think about Jeff Bezos, people who work going in these factories, pushing and pulling on this shit, putting this shit in boxes to get it out to customers, they ain't gonna never see the amount of wealth he's seeing, and he's still alive. He ain't no old man. Like, this motherfucker's still young enough to enjoy the fruits of his labor. Like, anytime you can divorce your wife and half of your wealth get cut in half, but you still considered the richest motherfucker in the world, that compared to the person who pushing the boxes, you know, that's a different, that's two different.
That nigga can buy that nigga's life, his wife, all the ancestries behind them. He could, if this was slavery time and you had that type of richness, that nigga could buy everybody. He can buy his whole plant and their families. Be like, niggas, y'all gotta work for me because I can pay for y'all's existence until the day you die. And I still have money left over. Yeah, I'm fine. Having that degree of difference in wealth is just, I guess, alarming. The best way to say it's alarming that literally you can have 20 generations down the road that can still survive off your wealth unless they blow it. And I don't think with that nigga's money, you can blow it in one lifetime. You're not going to blow it in one lifetime. I don't see it happening. Yeah, so
that's one of them things.
Unless you have a terrible crack cocaine habit.
Yeah, if you got hookers,
you gonna die before you spend all the money.
But I'm just saying, know, shit.
The people that have those kind of habits, they somehow find a way to live and turn their lives back around and everything.
I'm just saying, them folks who be on them cocaine binges be spending $1 million on the cocaine and shit, just have one ridiculous ass weekend in Cancun. Somehow they still make it to be alive and still fuck off some more money. So
exactly.
Yeah. Well, either way, I mean, generations of wealth that can be passed down from the selected few. You got the top 20 richest people in the world that literally their children usually be batshit crazy because they got that much money and the kids never have a normal life. Kids don't have to struggle for the same things. They never go and have to deal with the same public crowd. They see it, but they don't ever understand it because they don't have to ever live it. And it constantly goes down generations. That wealth, and then you got the people who are pushing the boxes, the ones who are on food stamps, the ones that are constantly trying to get government assistance to live. Their kids see it and struggle, put them into some forms of complex as well. And they're trying to get out of it. But they grow up with a hatred for people who are extremely wealthy. Either they want to become them or they hate them, because it's that much of a difference. You can see that much of a difference in their living.
Yeah. But I think the two that comes with when you come say with the hatred, it comes when, like I said, when they have the resources and they just fuck it off. It's no gratefulness in it. And you know, no appreciation. And that'll piss off anybody, because like you said, people struggling. And another thing too, I think too with the black community, and I ain't gonna just say the black community, but I know with me, you know how they've had a term, get it out the mud. When mm-hmm. you see somebody that then really work their ass off and come from humble beginnings and they get it out the mud, that means something, because, you know, they always say, oh, you know, our family built our generational wealth by the sweat of our brow and we put on our bootstrap. But us, when we get it out the mud, we ain't got no bootstraps on. We ain't got no fucking boots. So when we say we get it out the mud, that's exactly me, nigga. I ain't got a plastic spoon, a silver spoon. I ain't got boots nor strings or nothing. I'm in the mud with my feet building. And that's why I guess too, you know, when you do see people who don't appreciate the wealth or they do dumb shit, you know, and again, it's been so long, so much of a division and just an unevenness with the distribution of wealth. Yeah, it's motherfuckers gonna get sick of seeing that shit. Like, I'm just saying, anytime I owe $5,000 because you saying I didn't pay enough taxes, but a person like Jeff Bezos, because he got lawyers and the resources to finagle the system, he getting $100 or $200 million refund check, but they saying you owe $5,000, you owe $10,000, and you only making $50,000 a year or $80,000 a year, and you uh-huh. barely scraping by. That's gonna put some animosity, because the system is so fucked up and rigged that everything is on my right. back.
Why is Apple not paying any taxes? That doesn't make any sense. Why is Amazon receiving money back? What? Wait a minute. These are multi-billion-dollar companies.
Yeah, but
I don't care that they give people jobs. They should be paying. They should be paying the same taxes I'm paying.
But just like you say, you look at your check. You getting your check got taxes, health care, and some other miscellaneous exactly. bullshit. And then let you go a year without paying taxes. Not the IRS gonna be more than knocking at your door. They gonna be like,
hang up your ass.
Yeah, what the fuck you doing? What you doing? And then you can be like, well, I'm on my Jeff Bezos shit. He ain't paying shit. I ain't paying shit. Your ass gonna be behind bars. If not, if they don't levy your fucking bank accounts or take your home.
Yep. They'll take everything you own. Because they like, okay, where are our money at? Well, I'm not paying it because, you know, everybody else didn't have to pay it.
Right.
Who is everybody else? And you don't got the legal authorization and rights to do it. Wait a second. Well, how do they get it? Lawyers. Well, can I get their lawyers? No, not at this point. You got to pay us the money. It's like, okay. But I believe also with that, if you got multi-billion-dollar companies paying back taxes, then I feel like a lot of people would be better off. If me and you had to pay taxes. Literally 24% on $267,000. If you have to pay 24%, because that's the tax bracket for if you got something between $160,000 to $320,000.
Mm-hmm.
So $261,000, the 24% of that is about
$62,640.
Okay, he did the calculations for real. So you end up spending like $62,000 from a $261,000. You still got almost $200,000 left over. You good. If you end up doing this for $6 million. If a company has $6 million and they have to spend 37%. You're going to spend a good almost $2 million plus some on that for 37%.
$2,220,000.
Yep. So If you got 6 million, you paid 2,220,000 in taxes, then those taxes can go to people who need it, like us. So a billion-dollar company, if 6 million, you end up paying 2 million back in taxes. 6 billion will spend about 2 billion back in taxes. But we will need that, but companies find so many ways to find loopholes in the law to keep their money as much as possible that the little people always going to be asked out. We always going to be working hard and then trying to figure out how to get ahead.
Yeah, and then, like I said, that redistribution of wealth, and I ain't going to just say redistributing and giving to everybody, but damn it, make it where people can live comfortably, because there's people right now that's, like you said, is one paycheck away from either being evicted or having groceries or paying their car, having to wait to get to work. So it's so much.
Or you get to the point where there's so many people that don't got money when they start running up in the people that got money spot. That's what you don't want. So people need to be a little bit more humble when you're talking, when you think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. These folks right here, they don't make it good, make it easy for any family, anybody that's trying to come up, the kids, the next generations. Like you said at the very beginning, we're supposed to be paying things forward to the next generation. But half of what we do in our lives, most times, making movement for legislation and stuff, that's how we've been pushing it forward. Wealth-wise, the rich has pushed forward for the rich. The poor has have to be just show the poor, just don't do what we did. Like, that's just really how it been. Rich pass wealth on. Poor can tell you, please don't do the same shit we did.
Man, not just that, but we pass debt on. And that's the sad part is like.
And the debt die with. Why would the debt just die with the person who's dying? Why would you pass the debt on to somebody? That shit I don't understand.
Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I'm going to give a heads up. This thing had probably been going almost 2 hours again. So are we going to chop it into a two-parter?
Yeah, we're doing a two-part. Yeah, we ain't doing it because I didn't hear too many people complain. Like, it's too long. It's too long.
Okay.
It's going to be a two-parter, so.
Okay. I was just trying to make sure because I was like, it's going almost 2 hours, man. So I just want to let you know.
We about to finish up. We're going to get into the bullshit topics. Now, there's a lot of shit that happened between the fourth and now, but the shit that I noted. Okay, so the whole 50 Cent and Lil Wayne the foreign shit. I'm just going to say this. Lil Wayne and 50 Cent don't speak for all black men. And honestly, I've been kind of done with Wayne ever since he was talking about, I don't see racism. Yeah, because that one white man saved your life. He don't exalt or absorb all the other shit that the other bad policemen do. So the fact that he say, I don't see racism, I ain't got no problem with cops. For one, you a rich black guy that's a rapper. And the fact that you got that concept proves how out of touch you is. And honestly, I can't support him no more after that shit. And then too, I look at like, you talking about foreign and all that. You got a black daughter. And like I said, if anybody else said that shit about your daughter or made your daughter feel like that, you'd be up in arms and ready to fucking fight. And I just don't get how they feel or like black women build, especially 50 Cent, especially shit he go through. Because just hearing him, how he said he hate his son, that's the most saddest shit you could ever hear somebody say. You and y'all got sons. That's like you saying, I hate my son. So you mean tell me you hate a motherfucker that look just like you?
Right.
And you'll take a snitch McRat rainbow hair. That's your son. I'm gonna take the rainbow rat snitch. That's my boy. That's my baby boy. Look like you. But like I said, I just feel like them niggas don't represent black men. And it's sad that because they got money and influence, motherfuckers gonna listen to them. But I'm just really sick of a lot of these niggas who throw away black women, because my thing is if you throw a black woman away, you throw your motherfucking self away, because you got a mama that's black. And even if your mama ain't black, You got women that you interact and love that are black. And the fact that he's like, oh, they, you know, it's the, you know, the foreign bitches. But my thing is this, when it comes to black issues, is any of these foreign bitches out there protesting?
No, nope, they're out there trying to look pretty.
Exactly. And that's my only thing is, any black man that's listening to this or watching this, if you feel like the way Lil Wayne and 50 Cent feel, you're a fucking fool. And that's coming from Augustus Cole from Memphis, Tennessee, North Memphis to be exact. Because if you throw away black women, you throw away your motherfucking self. Tupac said it his best. We all got our name and our game for a woman. Why do we hate and take from our women? And I don't understand it. I just think that's the dumbest shit in the world to say, oh, you know, they bitter. And then the much shit that black women go through, they got a right to be pissed off a little bit. Because when we throw them away and treat them like shit and don't protect them, what else are you going to have but a motherfucking attitude and animosity and anger?
Right.
And the fact that you saying, oh, they just bitter, even what's a different kind of thing? I'm like, okay. Just in prime example, Dr. Dre, after 24 years, his wife, I don't think she black, she divorcing him. Okay, would this may have happened with a black woman? Maybe so, maybe not. But you see what happened when you go with all this foreign shit and you put that shit above everything else and say, and it's one thing to have a preference, because that's one thing. You like what you like, but don't diminish it and downgrade women, the black women, because you like Spanish bitches, Japanese bitches, whatever kind of women you like, that's fine. But don't sit up here and say, oh, that they look different or they better or, you know, black women better. Nah, that's some cap shit. That's some weak shit, in my opinion. But that's my two cents about that.
I agree, man. Everybody got their preference. Like I like chocolate women. I'm sorry, my wife's chocolate. You saw I like chocolate women. The darker the berry, sweeter the juice. I like that. That's me. And I like Brazilian bitches. I'm sorry.
I like the bubble butt Brazilian.
I like dark skin women. And Brazilian.
I know what your Pornhub search looks like.
Bubble butts. Latin, yes. Bubble butts number 3.
Hey.
Brazilian butt wax.
Hey, my wife said I can't go to Brazil. I'm okay with it. I can't go to Brazil.
Get a call 2 days later. I ain't never come home.
Hey, I've heard some stories. Some niggas went to Brazil and they went for like a vacation and they realized, they said, fuck this, I'm staying. They call back and be like, hey, I'm not coming home.
Niggas.
Send my shit or sell my shit.
They stayed because they didn't have fucking kidneys neither, though. They ain't telling you the other part of that.
Man.
But for real. But you got your preferences. You got what you like. That don't mean down somebody else. I see some wonderful, I'm not into white women, but I seen some pretty white women. I'm not finna say all white women are ugly, all white women are dogs, all white women are bitches. I'm not finna say that. First of all, I don't want to call. I said Brazilian bitches. Let me correct myself. Brazilian women aren't bitches. Let me correct that. I shouldn't say that.
Brazilian women. Pornhub, come on, huh?
I just thought about what I said. But shit, you don't know their name, so fuck them.
Yeah, you got your preferences. You got what you like. Just don't degrade somebody else, especially of your own race. Don't do that shit. You just look stupid when you do it. Everybody that does it, you look stupid. I don't like white men because their penis is small. Well, your dad has a small penis too. But you got here. I know you like black men, but black women don't like you liking all they men and stuff like that. But either way, you got your preferences. Just don't demean other people because you have your preference. Don't talk down to them. And show them love, because there's a lot of little black girls growing up that's trying to find love from a black man. One, because they either saw their fathers and wanted love, or they never got to get that love from their fathers, and they want it from a black man simply because they're in the black community and they either got their dad or don't got their dad. And they want love from a black man for that reason. And then when us as a black man runs into this woman and she has certain issues, you don't want to deal with her. But you got your own issues. Thing is, for men, we just don't know how to face them or tell that we got issues.
Right.
Yeah.
We can't compromise and understand what the woman got to say because we think she all too emotional. Like you said earlier, we got some bitch made niggas out here who don't know how to deal with their emotions either. So you got two emotional, unstable people, and the men are making the women feel bad and worse. And the women starting to hate. It's a hate on hate. We need to stop doing that.
Yeah.
I'm done. Brazilian booty.
Oh, boy. I don't know, man. I mean, 50 Cent, man, he's funny to an extent, but he also, I feel like he goes overboard sometimes. Like, he just doesn't know when to stop. And Wayne, he didn't drink, he didn't have so much lean in his system. I really don't think we can even really listen to anything he said. He
didn't perk his system out.
Yeah, look at a picture of this man. This man looks crazy as hell. If Lil Wayne was homeless, he looks like he's homeless. Like, that's all you would think he's homeless. I'm gonna say, if you didn't know him from being famous, you'd be like, man, what is wrong with that guy? That guy's on drugs. He needs help. He needs help. I'm for real. So I don't really get. I can care less about what his opinion. No woman is dating Lil Wayne because he's a role model or he's a good looking man. I'm dating him for the money, man. Let's just keep it real. Like, that's a weird looking dude.
Facts.
That nigga look worse than E.T. That's all I can say. That nigga look worse than E.T.
Man.
And E.T. was a wrinkled ass alien.
Yeah.
Exactly. What's next on the topic? I don't really have much to say about 50 Cent and Wayne. They don't represent the black community for really too much, so.
Okay, well, what about our guy? We used to love this man at one point, but it's like he fell from grace. Kanye talking about he running for president. Now
Kanye funny as hell. Hey, be real for you. Be real with you. I wouldn't vote for that crazy nigga. I would not vote for that nigga. Because he said he was cool with Trump, friends with Trump, then turn around and try to say how Trump just treated him wrong. This nigga went from Jesus walks and good music to he got some good music now, but nigga got a church choir and everything else. You just found religion. Then you found politics, too?
Bruh, I told you, man, the United States is like the fucking Twilight Zone. Trump won presidency. You got Kanye West. This man literally started running for president and then dropped out. Like, I don't understand it. Like, I'm like, for one, if you're going to vote for Kanye West, they should just shoot you in the head because you're obviously stupid. You don't even care about anything. Have you not seen the rants this man has gone on? That's who he wants to represent you against other foreign leaders? Kanye West? Really?
Be honest with you, Kanye didn't really drop out. It's the fact that he came in so late in the game, the motherfucker couldn't even
the paperwork even qualify for it. Like, the nigga of age to be a president, but he ain't do none of the other stuff you need to do.
Yeah, I'm not sitting up here like, man, if we just had a leader like Kanye, we would be so much better off. No, I've never thought that. I've never in my life
honestly, I feel like in the next election, in the very next election, we're gonna see so many fucking crazy candidates that pop up because Trump did it. And Trump was that pinnacle of we can accept fucking anything.
That's exactly. And that's why I have a huge problem with him being a president now. I'm like, how did he become president? Like, he's retarded.
The man run the country like it's his TV show and his bankrupt business. He is bankrupting and running the country like this the final season of The Apprentice, the American edition. I'm like, this man is just taking us on a fucking roller coaster. And I'm being honest, the last 3 years was like, it still was like, I can't believe this motherfucker president. And it's like, all this crazy shit. But now, year four, his final year, his senior year, is where all this shit that just went to hell in a handbasket. Now, it's like, we knew he wasn't the perfect fit at first. But now it's really showing, like, this dude, this shit is like the finale season of The Impressionist. But the thing is, we all might fucking die behind this shit. It might be a wrap for real.
You know, that's the truth and sad all at the same time, because you really don't think that this shit would pop off like that. Like, it's not supposed to happen this way. I don't supposed to go out this way. Like, I want to die old with my wife and my kids get to put my ashes in the sea. You can't take my kids can't go on a fucking cruise right now.
Shit, bruh, they can't afford the pier. I'm even looking at Joe Biden, and I'm just sitting up here. I'm like, are we really to the point where people that have been in government for 40 years are the only people that can run for president? 70-year-old white men are the only people that can run for president right now. Like, isn't that a little old? Isn't that a little past your prime? You know?
Yeah, you beyond your prime. I'm gonna be honest. I want this to go like back to the head of state with Chris Rock. I want a Maze Gillian kind of dude in there, and I want Bernie Mac to be his vice president, slapping motherfuckers. Cause at this point, we can't get no more comedic than this dude, bro. Like,
God rest his soul, Bernie Mac. I miss that man. That was a great comedian. I think he would be a better president. At least he'd keep it real with you.
Yeah, man. I'm off of Bernie Mac for president. Yeah, he got my...
Bernie Mac Chappelle. Ah, shit, I'm tongue-tied.
If Chappelle ran for president, you know how many people would vote for that? That shit would be amazing.
And that's my thing, though. I wouldn't vote for Dave Chappelle either because I'm not an idiot. I don't think Dave Chappelle would be a great leader of the country. There's got to be other people. I've listened to politics. I've listened to people. Don't get me wrong. I told you. I watched Dave Chappelle. That was my one of my life goals, was to sit and watch Dave Chappelle do a stand-up. My favorite comedian ever. I don't think anybody will ever surpass him. But I don't think he'd be a great politician. And I'm not going to discriminate again just because he's black and he's hilarious and whatnot and say, oh, yeah, I'd love for Dave Chappelle to be a president. No, he'd probably be a terrible president too. But that's my point. Why the hell can someone look at Trump and be like, oh, yeah, he's doing a great job? What?
See, I will vote for Dave Chappelle, even though I know he won't be a great president. I would. Because of the fact that we would know he'll do some real stupid stuff. But I feel like when it comes down to the politics and dealing with that, he'll be smart enough to put somebody else. Like, he'll be smarter than Trump.
Knows how to run it? Yeah.
He'll be like, I know my brother over here knows how to actually speak to these people when you speak.
But the fact is that Dave Chappelle, he does got some kind of, like I said, some intelligence to know where he's staying. And then, like you said, he'll put the people in the position. But I'm just saying, if it was like November right now, Dave Chappelle, Donald Trump, or Joe Biden, let's keep it 100. We gonna probably.
If you put it that way, yeah, I definitely vote for him because
if it was a three-way gauntlet and not no Bernie Sanders or Elizabeth Warren, they weren't on the ticket. If it was Dave Chappelle, Joe Biden, and Donald Trump, goddamn it, Chappelle got the win.
And then the funny thing is, Chappelle get the win and be like, I don't fucking want it. I don't want it, but I won. I just did the whole thing because to see if I can win, and I want it. I don't want it. And
that's the thing I have with Trump. Like he look how many, like at one point he was firing somebody, it seemed like every week in his administration, and he's got his daughter working for him, his sons. I'm like, damn, this man real deal put on his whole family. Like he did some nigga shit.
But not in a good way though, because
they're not qualified. Look, the lady that he has running the Department of Education is not qualified. She's not qualified at all to be running that. But she's like, oh, we're going to send kids back, you know? And then I'm looking at her interview, and she's got a bookshelf with no books on it. I'm like, what is this? This lady has a whole bookshelf with no books on it. What am I looking at?
It's for decor. You got to look intelligent. They got to look intelligent. That's like, what they
do. You'd be like, what was the last book that you read? What school districts have you visited and thought, okay, this is what we need to do. What's the best school district that we have in the United States or in certain states that we can copy, that we can have some of these lower funded schools that they can copy off of so we can have the best education for everybody? What are you doing to help everybody? I don't see that. You're just sitting up there saying stupid shit that you're being told to say, and you don't even understand what you're doing. You don't even understand what your job is. It's ridiculous.
Well, I'm going to share this with you because I seen this meme and I just had to share it because it's like, this is by far, like, literally, this took the cake when I saw this. I was like, this shit is hilarious. And when I seen this, it's like, bruh, real talk, he can't even say that, like, that shit, like, literally, it just, like, it's done. When I seen this thing, I was like, bruh, yeah, Kanye can't do it. Kanye, he ain't got it. He can't do it because literally this one meme killed him. Let me get it. Yeah, there we go.
Kanye West doesn't care about black people.
Well, everybody that's listening to the podcast that's not watching it on YouTube, if you get a chance, go type up a George Bush Kanye meme, and this shit was hilarious. Like, if he was serious about running for president, this one meme would decimate his chances. I'm sorry. Like, it was like Kanye West.
That's what I'm saying. That's who you want to vote for president? Not me. I've seen him acting them donkey. I'm good on that.
Yeah, he fucking stupid. He's stupid. Trump stupid. Joe Biden's fucking senile. Like, we ain't got no fucking good selection here. You know, we really don't.
I've said this. I'm not necessarily Democrat. I feel like I've leaned more left than I do right. But I'm not opposed to a Republican candidate. I just want somebody that's not like, literally. I feel. I shouldn't be like, damn, I am, like, way smarter than the guy that's president. Like, that shouldn't be – I shouldn't feel like that. Yeah. I should feel like, wow, this guy's a leader. He knows how to talk to people. He knows how to handle issues. He might not be perfect. And that's how I felt Obama. He wasn't perfect, and he wasn't – I'm not going to say he was even the best leader at certain times. But he at least didn't sound like an idiot and represented the country properly.
Yeah.
And he hired people that – were pretty good at their jobs. He wasn't constantly firing people and sounding like a complete idiot, and people weren't making fun of the United States like, wow, you guys elected Donald Trump. The hell's wrong with y'all? Like,
bro, you know it's so bad, bro. Anytime people, the anchors and people like Don Lemon and Chris Cuomo roasting his ass on national television, bro, Chris Cuomo cussed on TV the other night. Like,
I saw that.
I was like, wow. Like, we really got to a point where the journalists don't even give a damn. They like, bro, this is bullshit. Because Trump up there smiling like, hey, with the Goya products on his front desk and then his daughter holding a can of beans. It's like, bro, yo, this dude's stock is plummeted at this point. He
don't even care. I'm like, does he even care anymore? Like, he don't even give a damn.
Honestly, listening to some people talk about Trump in the midst of all this, he was like, he's a lone soldier out here fighting the war by his goddamn self the way he wants to. Because everybody else got on a different bandwagon, yet he's like, man, I've been praying that this thing would end and it'll go back and I will be able to keep doing what I've been doing.
Right. Bro, the mindset in an interview when they interviewed him on the Rose Garden, the mind said, yeah, I hope it's going to go away. I hope. What the fuck you mean you hope? Like, you supposed to be doing your job to make sure.
As the leader of the United States, I don't want my president going off of hope and prayers. I need you to have a plan, sir.
I don't believe you pray. Be real with you. I don't believe you pray, so I don't know what you're hoping to. You're praying to. I don't think you pray.
Hope is not a plan. That is not a plan. Hope is not a plan at all.
Real hope is for people who ain't prepared. Like, you go take a college test. Like, I hope I know all the answers. I hope I get
right
from this girl.
I hope I get 75% of it right, so I pass. I'm not gonna get excellent. I know it. I hope I pass. He's like, I hope the disease.
You know what? Leaves. I could have looked at him in a different light if he had to handle this pandemic situation a little bit different. I'd be like, you know what? he's been kind of he's been pretty terrible, but he did a good job with this. I wanted to be able to say that, but I can't even do that now. He didn't mishandle. I'm like, what is he not going to mishandle? Is he going to handle anything correctly?
The man is running.
He mishandled the situation with George Floyd. Yeah. I just want my president, regardless of race, color, creed, political affiliation, to sound like they have some sense.
Yeah.
And I can be like, you know what? I don't necessarily agree with everything that he wants to politicize, but I can agree with how he handles certain human rights situation. And he did not handle anything. He's either a fence sitter on every subject, or he just handles it like terribly.
He's diverse terribly. In the field. Like his main strategy at this point is divide and conquer, because
it really is. It really is.
Like, if you really look at it, I don't give a damn if you black, white, Mexican, whatever. This pandemic has affected everybody because everybody had to sit the fuck still. And if you didn't have an entrepreneur mind or creative mind or a creative outlet to try to get you through this shit, you have been stir crazy for the last 3 to 4 months. And then on top of that, if you got kids, a mortgage, bills, and all this shit, and this just here in the U.S. because everybody else seemed to say, we're going to pause this shit, we're going to let y'all... We're gonna pause this shit, or we're gonna wipe the debt out and let the government take care of it, y'all.
Exactly. You know, people are getting so much, are getting double and triple the amount of money we're getting a week in aid if they need it.
Yeah,
that's in other countries. We're not taking care of it. We don't take care of our own citizens in the United States. It's so divided. That's ridiculous. I know it's 365 million people. We're not gonna be all on one accord, but it's so divided that it's just insane. You're supposed to. That's your fellow countrymen, whether they're black, white, Hispanic, Asian. It doesn't matter whether they're a woman, a man, a transgender. It doesn't matter. You should be wanting to take care of them because that's your fellow countrymen. We all were born here, or we became citizens here. I mean, I don't understand it. It
don't matter that immigrant or not, because that I in the middle of this, they're talking about immigration laws. Like, it don't matter if they're immigrant or not. They here. They here going through what we going through. It don't matter how they got here.
Yeah.
But they're here now.
I'm of the opinion, I don't care who had policy previously. All I know is if you're in power now, you have a chance to change it. If Obama screwed up something, they didn't talk about it enough, and that's fine. I won't say it's fine that they didn't talk about it enough, but they didn't talk about it. That sucks. But as of right now, look at how we have all these children separate from their parents that are of Hispanic descent. That is disgusting to me, bro. Absolutely disgusting. I couldn't imagine not being able to see my child because we decided to get him a better life. I just don't agree with that at all.
Yeah,
and they've lost all these different children, which I believe they didn't lose any, but I believe it's something to do with the pedophile ring, to be honest.
But or deep, you know. like you said, either that or, you know, human organ trafficking.
Yeah, that's the other thing. Yeah, I'm looking at what's going on in China with the the sect of Muslims that they have, like basically in slavery. It's 3 million people, 3 million people in slavery, basically. No one's speaking up about that. We don't find a problem with that. The slave trade in Libya. You hear about it like once in the blue moon, and then people just go on about their day. Like, what can we? I just don't know what we can do to. I'm not in the power to do that, but like, I feel like leaders of not even just the United States, just in the world, we don't do enough to be great people. Like, the human race is fucking awful, man. I've said it a thousand times. We're some terrible motherfuckers, man.
Yeah, I always say, Brittany, like, real talk, if we had a Thanos type figure to come on Earth and have some Infinity Stones. He could ask me, what can you tell me right now to keep not killing the human race? And we got some good ones, but the ones that's in power are fucking god awful. So either you kill us now, or you gonna wait and they gonna figure out a way to kill you. So
snap, nigga. I'm gonna go up to him, snap, nigga. Snap. Let's find out. It's a Russian roulette. How many people gonna stay alive?
Yeah, let's just hope Thanos don't figure out that Lil Jon song.
Hey, he's not gonna figure that out. He's gonna snap enough dumb motherfuckers. That song is gonna be history. It's gonna be history. Oh, that song gone too.
Yeah, be snapping and doing a pool palace, and everybody just on the fuck up out of here.
Sometimes, like, just look at your little ones and be thinking about the world we are in right now. Like, too much stupid stuff. It's too much stupid stuff. It's too many stupid people. Leadership is stupid. Everything's about a capitalistic environment where now, in the pandemic, we get to see all the flaws of the systems that we put in place. We knew it was there. The system in the world. We knew these things were there. We didn't do a lot to make change in it because the system was flawed, yet it wasn't broken for the people who were in power that was over the that was benefiting from it. So they didn't change it. But at this point, it's just being very apparent to everybody because they used to make it a black-white thing. Now you see it's an everybody thing. It's empowered, and you got the empowered, and then you got the people who are not. And there's a lot more. You got the not. All these million people unemployed. Like, duh.
It's like 60, 70 million people unemployed, bro. That is insane.
Yeah.
Insane. And they're like, yeah, we're done giving you guys extra money. You don't need it. Just get back out there and pick yourself up.
And what you're trying to do is, like, for some people, go back and pick yourself up. What does that mean? Like, I can't pick back up the job that I've been put off from because y'all not hiring back for that. So I got to find a whole new job in a whole new environment. So for people who have worked 12, 15 years in a company who's been well and good at what they did, and they got let go, they either got to find something else for the sake of their family or still wait it out, which means your fate is still in the hands of somebody else, regardless of what you do.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And on that note, y'all, we're going to have to cut it off. And while we're doing this, I'm going to shout out some people and some recommendations. Again, my listeners, everybody watching on YouTube and on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you watching and listening to this, make sure y'all go and download and listen to the Three Bearded King podcast. They always speaking real facts, giving it from a more educated standpoint. They ain't talking shit. Well, they talk a little bit of shit. I ain't gonna lie. Y'all do be talking some shit too.
Of course. You know, I get that.
They be speaking facts. And then y'all also, ladies and men, y'all also check out the Stop the Madness podcast with Callie Ray. You know, listen to an intellectual young lady speak her truth. And then y'all don't forget, y'all need some listening music or some good music to get you through the quarantine or whatever. Listen to Conan Hercules, the Black Flower Project. Another recommendation for music is Her, I Can't Breathe. If y'all haven't listened to it, listen to it. If you haven't seen the video, watch it. It is a very powerful video. You might tear up at the end. And then also I want to shout out to some black business owners that have been thriving and making it during this whole quarantine with their businesses. I want to shout out to Mr. Wanye Smith for his pit company is putting it together. He has a moving and TV mounting and appliance business. So if you move and got new furniture, you don't feel like putting that stuff together, you can hit him up. He's on Instagram and Facebook. Again, that's Put It Together Company. And then also shout out to Miss Jasmine Youngblood. This is for men and women. If you like natural, you got natural hair, or you're trying to grow your hair out or need some natural hair care products, you can support this black lady and her business. Those are my recommendations. What y'all got for me?
I got a recommendation.
Yeah, okay.
Since you just mentioned some black businesses, go ahead and check out OBWS, Official Black Wall Street. It's an app. You can download it. I know it's available for Apple. I'm not sure if it's available for Android. I would assume it is, but it's called Official Black Wall Street. And what it does is you can look, and it'll tell you black businesses that are in your area and give you directions to it. So go ahead and check that out.
Trying to download it now.
I ain't got no real recommendation. I'm just trying to survive. Nigga!
He's getting jumped. He's getting jumped over there.
I'm just trying to survive every day. Look at this. He will make his
Is that doo doo? Oh no.
Well, that's your recommendation. Don't let the children get up on you.
No. I'm glad y'all did this at the end.
Yeah. Well, all right then, y'all. Well, everybody, thank you again for listening and watching. This is another episode of If We Can't Be Honest, Let's Be Fucking Real podcast. Gentlemen, I'll talk to y'all in just a second. Everybody else, y'all be
peace.
Safe and have a good one.
Peace.